Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
That, you know, your generation just screwed up the economy, so.
Wait a minute.
And we're trying to fix it.
But there is that reality
that you know, in our households, and I think in many, that both in the relationship need to work. Part of that maybe too is that our generation has this prolonged adolescence thing, and so since we're not getting married young like they used to, women just start working and getting into a job and a purpose anyway, which comes back to that gender roles. But the economy effect has changed all that as well. I think where the optimism of economy isn't even in a millennial's vocabulary. And so it changes gender roles. It changes how we do relationships, who pays. I think that has played into it as well.
It's all about me. It's only we matter.
Only we matter. And it becomes only me matter for my generation.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Very self-sufficient, but very selfish.
Yeah, yeah, right? I think so.
Well, I'm just thinking about this one girl that I met, some store clerk a couple months ago, and she came over from Europe and she's traveling Canada, and then she settled in my city, and I was like, oh, that's great. Like, so you've got work for like the next month. This was, you know, heading into Christmas, and she's like, yeah, that's great. But then I'm just going to move on. I'm like, what do you mean? You're going to move on.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, no, I just need money to like just pay for this month and for Christmas. And then like, I'm moving on. So I was like, well, what is that? Our generation, we're loyal to our jobs. And we understood the benefit of being consistent at a job, accountability, because it only goes well for you if you have to move on to the next job. Because they see that you're stable. But now what I see is with the millennials, general sweep, of course, and younger, is that, well, if it's not working for me,
absolutely,
I'm moving on. And I'm like, but what is that? Like, how does that help the economy? There's nothing stable.
Yeah, and
there,
I don't think most are thinking about economy, right? So what's funny about that, though the economy maybe caused it, is I think millennials are thinking more about fulfillment in their job. And so when they don't sense fulfillment, it's like, okay, I'm on to the next thing. And that's okay for them. It doesn't matter.
So speaking of fulfillment then, and about jobs and economy, I have a fellow businesswoman, and she owns a company, and it's quite successful right now. And she needed to hire somebody with a specific set of skills. And so she was interviewing, like,
Liam Neeson.
I don't know, it was like 50 years. Yes, almost. Like, quite a few people. And, you know, they were like, okay, so can you give me, I can't even remember what the word is now. It's something like open vacation time. And can you give me, I don't want to be a team player. I want to just do my job and I want to work at home. And, oh, by the way, my starting salary is six figures. And she's looking at him and going, you're kidding, right? These are your demands and I'm offering you a job. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I don't understand what's the problem here.
Yeah, exactly. We want to shape absolutely everything about what we do, right? We don't want things handed to us, but we want to shape it, because that's what gives us purpose. Is when I can shape my experience, it gives me that ownership and purpose and to do it, and then I'm worth it. That's the other part. But
interesting. Like, I don't even know. Like, do some of our listeners know what an open vacation is? Because I didn't. I was like, you got to explain to me what an open vacation is. So, do you know what an open vacation is? You must.
So, is it basically I can take vacation when I want, how long I want?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Just
You're not given 2 weeks a year. You're just given, no, I'm just going to take like a 4-day weekend this weekend, and it starts like 10 minutes ago, so I'm not taking your calls anymore.
Yeah, yeah, because my generation loves leisure. We live for it. It's leisure. Jobs are side things, especially if we don't find much purpose in it. We live for leisure, and we live for the toys and doing things on our own time. That's true life, and working is the side stuff. And I think that's different than, you know, 50 years ago.
So I wonder if we really have screwed it up, because we, our generation, worked hard, and the generation before us. I mean, I know my dad worked two jobs, you know, trying to put food on the table, keeping things stable, you know, trying to make a life for his family. Vacation was 2 weeks. I actually don't know if it was two weeks a year. And, you know, I mean, we worked hard that we have this foundation. So then I'm thinking, as I hear you talk, you're about leisure. Your generation is about leisure. So how does that work? So we worked really hard to keep things stable. So either did your generation see us as, you guys just worked so stinking hard, I'm not doing that to my family? Or do you see it as, your generation worked really hard, thank you very much, because now we can just go and have fun because it's all just built up. There's no pioneering anymore.
I think it depends on which financial class you're in there as well. But I think there is the one side where it's, man, you know, you worked all the time and you put family to the side. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm going to learn from that. And that's what I see when I see couples getting married, is that it's like, man, they have their destination of vacation. They want to spend time together. They want to spend time as a family. And that's how they want to do their life. And I think that's a big aspect of it. I think those who are handed, all of us in a way have been handed our present here from people gone before us, including freedom, right? Like the guys who fought the war, the two wars even, or the three, four now that have happened. It's like, oh, what's funny about those guys is that they were offered to travel the world, right? That was their vacation. That's hilarious. But they've handed this to us. And so I think we just assume it's just the way it is. This is the way life is. And we're not introduced to how other places around the world really have worked. So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I think that'll be something that we can definitely come back to. So what about the whole team thing?
Yeah, I don't.
So the team player, do you think that's still a big thing? Or is it individuals because everybody wants to be their own person?
I think there's actually, that was the one strange thing about that. I think there is a thrust to work from home, and there is a pocket of that. But I think a lot of the working like to do it as a team in a different way than before. I think collaboration is highly regarded. So when you look at just office work, for example, office setup is way different nowadays when you look at how millennials will set it up. It'll be an open concept and desks around where you're facing each other, or different tables for projects and you're moving around and working in different stations rather than here's your desk, your door is closed, it's locked. There's still that as well, but you'll see a lot more of that open office concept as well because people want to be as a team.
Just like that movie with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro in The Intern, very open concept. That it just screamed millennial when you talk about team. Like that was warehouse setting, everybody working together, no privacy, everybody's at the same table, riding bikes through the office. I mean, I kind of thought that was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
But her whole purpose was to get in exercise.
Well, and she was the boss.
Yeah, and so she could do that. And so, yeah, I want that on some level. But team playing, right? So, yeah, you're right. It works
even
differently.
In construction. So One of my friends is a part of a construction company, and it matters, right? It matters who's on the teams to send out different projects. They have to be able to not only get along, but jive together. And I think there maybe was a time where you would just have to grit it, bear down, respect your elders, and move forward. And now it's a little more shakier on that front.
Well, and there's a whole different concept about that line, respect your elders.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.